This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Homelessness in Hawaii has reached the point that the governor there has declared a state of emergency. The maneuver frees up about $1 million for homeless services and a new shelter. The money comes days after authorities kicked everybody out of a homeless encampment in Honolulu. Molly Solomon from Hawaii Public Radio reports.
We're taking everything out of the park.
Tracy Martin and his family have been homeless for more than 2 years. During that time, they've gone through more than a dozen sweeps, like this one, where some of their belongings were tossed into a dumpster.
They make it hard. When they do these sweeps, they paralyze people. People got to stay home from work. A lot of people just don't go looking for jobs because they don't know if a sweep is coming or not.
Martin and his family were among 300 people who lived in the Honolulu encampment. State officials say more than half were relocated to temporary housing or nearby shelters, including one run by Jerry Coffey.
We took a good many of those folks. We brought in 8 families, I think, just in the span of about 2 weeks.
Coffey is the clinical director for the Institute of Human Services. It runs the largest emergency homeless shelter in the state. He says local shelters like his have been busy, and not just because of the recent sweeps. An annual homeless count shows there are more than 7,000 homeless people in Hawaii, making it the highest per capita state for homelessness in the nation. Coffey hopes the emergency declaration will finally make it a priority.
And some very visible encampments really prompted them to really acknowledge the crisis that, frankly, has been visible for some time.
Hawaii's declaration comes on the heels of similar actions taken by the cities of Los Angeles and Portland, Oregon. Using emergency proclamations to tackle homelessness is something of a new phenomenon, says Maria Foscarinas, the executive director of the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty.
So it does seem to be something of a trend. And it's a trend that I think reflects the unfortunate reality that homelessness is a national crisis.
Since the big sweep of the encampment where Tracy Martin and his family lived, some homeless people created 2 new camps nearby. Hawaii's governor announced plans this week to clear them. Enforcement is expected to begin next month. In Honolulu, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.